Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I was listening to you on the way in, and I agreed with everything you said, so I was going, well, what am I going to do on this?
So,
especially when you got me to. You said, if I'm the Packers, I'm passing at will.
Yes!
And I said, well, who's that? They got everybody else you should pay. Oh, he meant at will.
Yes.
I thought I missed somebody in the secondary.
Yes, no, I did. Look, somebody did text in, which is the will on this? And I was like, no. And then also, I know that you're a White Sox guy, but did you also hear we had Fergie Jenkins in studio this morning?
I heard you were going to have him on.
It's been
or you had it already?
Yeah, it's already happened.
I must have when I got here in the building. Darn it.
Even
if he played for the Cubs.
Yeah, I figured you would.
He was awesome.
You would allow that. And guess what? He signed a couple of baseballs for our charity auction in 2 months.
Way to go, Fergie.
He is awesome. Now, for the Cowboys, I know we talked with Steven about this. Jerry mentioned it. You had talked about it last week, the ramp up for Jadeveon Clowney with the expectation that we'll see him this weekend.
Uh-huh.
What are your realistic, both short and long-term, hopes and expectations for him?
I'm hoping he can recreate 2023.
Okay.
He had 9.5 sacks.
That would work.
For the Ravens.
Yeah.
But then maybe playing with a very quality defensive front helps you out on the edge, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works here. I'm thinking 20 snaps maybe somewhere in there for this first game. I don't know that you want to overdo it. I think you have to kind of keep an eye on him and how he's doing out there on the edge. But as a maybe designated pass rusher, maybe we get a better idea. Although by time they get into practice when it's really significant and that we don't get to watch, but we'll see how much he's able to do. You know, he's tall and lanky. He's not like this big, sturdy, stop the run defensive end.
Right.
Although Schottenheimer, you know, he had him in he was with him in Seattle, said that, you know, he played the run and he can make a difference on the line of scrimmage. So, I'll be interested to see. I'm not sitting here going, okay, he's going to come in and replace, you know, Parsons' 12 sacks. But can you give me a half a dozen? And create some pressure where the quarterback is just not sitting in the pocket, tapping his feet and his arms going, I guess I can't show you. Like he's cocking it and then go, okay, let me throw there, you know, because you got time to read everything. So if he can just help with that, and he's tall, so maybe he can get in the eyesight of nothing else. I'm not acting like he's the savior, but I can't imagine it'll hurt.
Yeah, and a lot of times having a veteran around that knows a couple of nuances.
Yes.
Sure.
And I saw him already talking to some of the young guys even last week. So this will be 2 weeks of practice. I'm assuming they're in pads today. So probably be the first time he's had pads on since the first week in January.
Okay. Hmm. All right.
So take that for what it's worth.
Yesterday you had mentioned, and this was after the game, you'd mentioned that you talked to Kenny Clark about a couple of things regarding that game. Have you talked to him any more about how he feels in this defense and how, you know, what their plan is heading into the Green Bay?
Not going into Green Bay, but I think he feels very comfortable on what they're asking him to do. I think he's feeling more comfortable here in the locker room and even in the city, right? He's got his car now. He felt like he just got let out of jail. And he's got his own house now instead of living in the apartment or condo, whatever he was doing, and the fam moved in. So from a life standpoint, he's kind of a little bit more settled in than when he first got here. But yeah, he seems to be enjoying it. And boy, does he play hard. And so, you know, between him and Osa up the middle, if they can just get something off the edge. You know, we've been saying, can you get some push in the middle to help the guys on the edge?
Right.
Well, I think they're sort of getting that, but now the edge guys have got to step up, and I need to see Dante Fowler do something.
Man, I'm with you. I know we talked about this earlier in the week. I was pretty stoked about that signing, especially, you know, for the cost. And he has been non-existent so far this season.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what the deal is, if they're using him differently, if they're so paranoid about making sure they set the edge that guys aren't letting it fly off the edge. You know, I was thinking, man, he came in here with 10.5 sacks last year.
Yeah.
Because I counted out everybody that left with sacks.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that yesterday? Yeah, maybe. And it was 38 sacks went out the door. 12 by Micah, right?
And yeah.
But other guys had sacks. You know, if people needed a reminder, Golston had 5.5. Carl Lawson, 5. Overshown, 5. You know, none of that's in the building right now. So they need some of these other guys to figure out how to get to the quarterback but without vacating the edge.
Now, we've talked numerous times about how the pass rush and the secondary work in cooperation. What do you think about Zion Childress being picked up by the Texans? Yesterday, a lot of people were asking us about getting C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I'm just kind of bummed because we saw him in training camp.
Yeah.
He looked really good. But I know, like, history says there are lots of players who look good in training camp who don't ever have, like, a productive NFL career. But at a time when you can't really cover anybody, I was disappointed by this.
Well, they haven't used him.
Right.
Now, he's on the practice squad.
Right.
And like this last elevation. So he's been elevated the last two games, right? And I looked this past game, he played 5 special team snaps. But it erodes what you perceive as your depth at that position, right?
Yeah.
Because behind Reddy Stewart, who's starting in the nickel when they go 3 cornerbacks, now who? Because he was the guy. That's why he was being elevated, right?
Yeah.
So they don't have another ready-made cornerback unless this is an indication that they feel maybe strongly that Bland gets back this week.
Right.
Now, I don't know. I still think that's iffy. I haven't seen him on the reserve.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Distance cords yet. So usually we see guys before practice, you know, working with Britt Brown, but I haven't seen him do that yet. So I'll be interested to see what, if anything, he can do today to potentially say, well, at least I can come in on nickel downs or something like that, you know, or maybe I can give you 20 snaps on the outside. It'll be interesting to see exactly what he can do, because losing him, I mean, that was a guy that was basically playing two positions for you. Not at the same time, but you understand.
Yeah.
If you're going two outside corners, then he's one of them. If you're going three, he can move into the slot. It'd be interesting to see what happens there. And then in one more week when they can get some of the guys back off the reserve list, if indeed they're ready to start practicing.
The lion's share of targets and looks, first looks, obviously, go to CeeDee Lamb. Is that going to be the same now? Is it going to be lion's share goes to Pickens, or is it going to be a little bit different of a passing offense?
Well, a lot of that with the looks depends on the play call, because I don't think every time they call a pass play, the first place that goes is CeeDee all the time, right? There's some plays called for George Pickens. So now maybe he gets the lion's share of the looks or the calls that might have been the CeeDee. So, it's not like, you call a pass play and the quarterback's going to go eeny, meeny, miny. It's like, you know where the defense formation before you even take the ball tells you, okay, my first look is going to be here. So I would imagine that, he'll be a more integral part of what they're trying to do. But to me, the other guys have to step up. They've got to produce. Tolbert's got to produce. Kevontae Turpin, don't ignore him. Get the ball in his hands.
But don't ask Turpin to be something that he's not.
No. I think he's a wide receiver. I'm telling you, when we were watching training camp, they were throwing the ball to him. And it wasn't just nine routes. He was running curls over the middle, comebacks. They were treating him like a wide receiver. So get him the ball. Get the ball in his hands. Speed. Now, he's got to have a responsibility of getting open and absolutely, running the right routes, right?
Yeah.
But use him as a wide receiver.
Yeah, he's. I'm not sending him and saying go high point. I'm creating.
Well, the high point's not very high.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, and that's why I'm not doing that. But I do feel like there's all these other. I saw it too, Mickey. When these slants, these drags across the middle, where he can create space with his speed.
Man,
too.
If you can get him the ball on the run, where he's not just settling down, turning, and catching the ball. If you can get him the ball on the run, I think he could be awfully, awfully valuable. And they're going to need that, because you know darn well the Packers are going to concentrate on Pickens, however they choose. Do they have a cornerback they trust going man the entire time? Okay, fine, George, let's go. But if they're going to have a safety hovering over the top at all times, then you got to run shorter routes and figure out how to get him open underneath. And it would be really good if they continue to run the football to occupy the linebacker, so they're not just dropping into zones and clogging things up. Make them respect the run. Make Micah Parsons respect the run, and just make sure that it's not third and nine a whole bunch of times where he comes flying off the edge or he's looping inside and you got to figure out where number one is.
Now, I had another question for you this morning that has nothing to do with this Cowboys team.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
No, but I think
trusting
you're,
my memory.
No,
huh?
You will definitely remember this player. So, and we look at this every single year. The NFL releases all their modern era players nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I feel like we have talked till we're blue in the face about Darren Woodson, and we should continue to do so because he's awesome. What I was curious about this morning, though, is I feel like we don't ever really hear much of anything about Eric Williams advancing in these things. And when we talk about the Great Wall of Dallas back in the 90s, I mean, they don't have real Hall of Fame representation outside of Larry Allen. And it feels disingenuous to be like, oh, yeah, they were the best. But just because of that one guy who wasn't even there for the first Super Bowl. Well, what do you think about Eric Williams as a potential Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I don't know if longevity gets in his way, because he had really two, three good years before the accident. and it kind of diminished somewhat of his skills those
right.
last few years of his career. And I think maybe that's the way it's looked at, like you were really good in, let's see, his first year would have been 92 to start.
And he was first-team All-Pro in three of the next four or five seasons.
Yeah, I think he got back into one of them after the near-fatal accident that he had, which, by the way, when I take that exit ramp off of 635 onto the North Dallas Tollway, I think about it all
yeah,
the time
yeah.
that he missed that turn. And it's a really bad turn, by the way. If anybody can fix it out there, that's my opinion, right?
Yeah,
I like it.
It's been that way for
but
a
yeah,
while.
No, he was really good, but I just think it sort of diminished his physical skills after that. But he was really good, and I remember the story about, you know, he was kind of the backup. And then in 92, Jimmy told Tony Wise that, well, Eric Williams, our starter, right tackle. And Tony was like, well, yeah, but I got it. And Jimmy was like, there's no well buts. Figure it out, right? And so I think at that time, if I remember, they were using a little bit of Nate Newton outside at tackle, which Nate was horrified by because he knew he's going to have to face either Reggie White or Clyde Simmons, right? So they finally moved him inside, and then Kevin Gogan became kind of a swing guy. And then Nate had to deal with Jerome Brown, and he hated that, right?
Yeah.
Jerome Brown. But think about that front that they had with Clyde Simmons, Jerome Brown, Reggie White, Mike Pitts, Pitts and Golic in the middle. That was the team that sacked Troy 11 times in 91. 11 in one game.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's Micah's goal for this weekend. So we'll see how it goes.
Not going to happen.
We will catch up with you again tomorrow, good sir.
All right, we'll take a look at as much of practice as we get to watch and report back to you.
Thank you very much. There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.